Track 11, David Clayton. We all love listening to Galtina and her wonderful Norfolk accent. David is going to tell us this month more about accents he has encountered.
These days I spend a lot of my time working with University of East Anglia students on coaching their voice. They're journalism students, so inevitably at some point they will be talking into a microphone or talking into a camera. In any case, it's an absolute joy to do, and so I coach them on how to do that and help them, as I say, be even better. But it's a truism to say that most of them come to me when I talk to them about their voice and say, oh, I hate my voice, I hate how I sound, I hate my dialect. So we all seem to not like how we sound. I've ended up with a bit of a neutral accent, if you like, simply because I was born in Yorkshire, came to Norfolk, ended up doing lots of broadcasting, so I doubt you can detect either type of accent in my voice. But travelling around the country, as I did for many years for Radio 4, you come across all sorts of different accents. And then you come across the wonderful words that are inherent in that dialect. For example, I was looking to find a place in Sheffield when doing a story there. And it's always handy to ask a policeman, or if you can't find a policeman, ask a postman. This is before handheld sat-navs. And I did see a postman, and I said, look, I'm trying to find BBC Radio Sheffield. I think it's somewhere along there. And he sort of pointed vaguely in a downward direction. It was hilly, it's Yorkshire. And he said, aye, you want to go through Snicket and turn right, and it's just along there. Now, I've probably not done his accent justice. Snicket. Right, I was northern enough, because I was born in Yorkshire, to know that a Snicket is an alleyway. Or it might be called a ginnel. Both are up north words. In Great Yarmouth, we call them rows, and in certain parts of Yorkshire, they're called wynds, W-Y-N-D. And it almost determines where you come from, what you call a narrow alleyway. But anyway, and I did go down the Snicket turn right, and there was BBC Radio Sheffield, which is what I was looking for. And also up north, I was born near Middlesbrough, and my mother always used to refer to her children, that is me and my sisters, she always used to refer to them as her bairns, spelt B-A-I-R-N-S. And to anyone who knows or uses that word, it's sort of Scottish, and it's worked its way down the north of England. And so in the northeast of England, bairns was quite normal to call your kids, looking after your bairns. I worked for quite a while in Newcastle, making programmes there for Radio 4. And what I used to love about it is you'd go into a shop, and the first thing they'd say to you is, what do you want, pet? Everybody was pet in the northeast, which is lovely. And I quite like it. Whether they mean it or not, I don't know. But the accent is very friendly. What do you want, pet? The other thing you have to interpret, I was sitting at a desk at the BBC in Newcastle, and the chap working next to me, he said, I can't do the Geordie accent. Well, I can do a bit of it. He just said, mind my phone. I'm going to wait the netty. I said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm going to wait the netty. And then he realised I was not from Newcastle. He said, no, I'm going to the toilet. So Gannin Await the Netty is going to the loo in Newcastle. But the best one is if you ever go to Hull, they do have a wonderful accent there. I think it's gorgeous. When the white stuff comes down in winter and covers the roads and the paths and the countryside, they refer to it as snur. Not snow, snur. And I once heard somebody from Humberside say to someone else, we're going to get a Bert. A Bert? Was that a chap's name? No, it was a boat. But I did go to a pub in, it was Hull, down by the riverside in Hull, to have a meal with a friend. And the friend said to me, oh, if you go at the bar, just see what sort of cheese they've got. Because he said, I fancy cheese and biscuits for a dessert rather than, you know, a pudding. And I went, okay. So I went up, got the drinks, and I said to the girl, what sort of cheese have you got? She said, well, we've got cheddar, we've got camembert, and we've got smirked. And I went, oh, right. Not knowing everything about cheeses, I went back to my friend, who was from Hull, and said, they've got cheddar, camembert, and smirked. I said, I've no idea what smirked is. He rolled back in his chair and said, it's smoked cheese. That's the way they say it up here.
Thank you, David.